Actress Molly Ringwald, if you support Trump's fascist policies, you'll be found guilty of treason when leftists take over. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 28, 2026. Actress Molly Ringwald declares the Trump administration a fascist government. Warns that supporting President Donald Trump's immigration policies will eventually result in Americans being found guilty of treason or having collaborated with fascists when leftists take back control of the government. A video posted to social media shows Ringwald going on a four-minute rant in which she asserts that the Trump administration is a fascist government, despite people being unable to speak freely under actual fascist regimes. "I feel like I can't stay silent, and neither should you," the 16 Candle star declared, adding, "There's something horrible going on in our country right now. We had one of the greatest countries in the world, but right now, this is a fascist government. It's not becoming a fascist government, it is a fascist government," Ringwald added. "ICE is brutalizing people. Watch below." The actress then offered a history lesson, which she used to threaten Trump supporters by suggesting they will be found guilty of being a collaborationist in the future, much like people in France after World War II. "If you look at what happened in France," Ringwald ranted, "they were taken over by the Nazis. They were invaded, they were taken over, and a lot of people collaborated. And then there were people that did not collaborate and were part of the resistance. Eventually, they got their country back, and those people who collaborated were found to be criminal." The Pretty in Pink star continued, before proclaiming that the same thing will ultimately happen to those who support President Trump's immigration policies. "That is what's going to happen. You should not support what is going on," she said, warning that if people continue to support the president, you are going to be seen as a collaborationist. Notably, France's post-World War II process, known as a legal purge, Operation Légale, involved carrying out a series of trials targeting those accused of treason, collaboration, or aiding the enemy. Those who were convicted were sentenced to death and later executed. Others were sentenced to life imprisonment or forced labor, while those convicted for a less severe collaboration were given shorter sentences or stripped of their civil rights, such as voting or holding public office. On Monday, Ringwald ironically told Variety that it feels dangerous to speak up in today's political climate. "I'm just speaking up, even though it feels dangerous. But I don't know how not to, and I think that we all should be speaking up," the Riverdale actress said on the red carpet at the 2026 Sundance Film Festival. Watch below. "Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter how you identify," Ringwald continued, "before fear-mongering, as Americans, as citizens of this democracy, we're in real danger of losing everything that we value." The actress, who stars in the 2026 Sundance film Run Amok, made her remarks at the world premiere of the movie about a theater student who seeks to stage an elaborate musical reenactment of a school shooting that took place at her high school. While Ringwald claims she is afraid of speaking up, the actress engages in a lot of speaking, such as referring to the Republican Party as the rape party, and complaining about the John Hughes classic The Breakfast Club, insisting the 1985 film is very white and unrepresentative of the world today. Recently, Ringwald appears to have jumped on the bandwagon alongside the likes of actor Ethan Hawke, who also claimed he is afraid to speak his mind about politics today, as he spoke his mind about the Trump administration. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.